9th Perkim Nazar, 4th Mishnah, another examples of cases that there's a difference between when he's Cheskas Tumah or not. Kol Sefik Nidgoyim B'Tchila Tor Atchelo Nizkak B'Tumah. Before we were fully metame, a person has Tzaras. You had two people. One had Tzaras the size of a penny, another one had the size of a silver dollar. So, or, which is a larger coin than a penny for those who do not come from USA. So then he comes back after a week and he sees they're both the size of the silver dollar. He doesn't know which one was the one who grew and which was the one who stayed the same. He stays the same, he doesn't have the full level of Tumah if he grew. So we say that they're both Tahor, we both treat them as if they did not Tahor, but we treat them as if nothing changed. Safik Lakula. Mishanizik Latumah. And after it, we already found out that they did grow, so now they're both fully tummy. Then Sveiko tummy. Now we have a suffix, one of them shrunk. We're not sure whose one shrunk, and both tummy. Another example, by Tumas Ziva. The halacha is, a Zav has a certain secretion that comes out of his discharge, that comes out of his body. And if it comes out naturally, he's tummy. If it comes out because some type of onus forced it out, then he's tahor. So shiva drachim boikim is azov. Seven ways we check out to see this was a natural discharge. But all this is atchel nizkak leziva. This is all before he became tamei zov. How do you check it? The meichel, the mishta, the masa. You see if he ate something that caused him to have the discharge, or drank something, he carried something heavy, he jumped, the kvitza, if he jumped, the chol, if he was ill, the mara, if he saw a woman that caused him, or the hero, he thought about a woman. We check out all these things, and if none of the above existed, and he still had the ziva, then he's tummy. Mishanizka gliziva, if he already saw two times, so now we're discussing the third time, which is the third time which will cause him to have to bring a korban. So you don't have to check him, because once you already have two times that show that he is a regular zava, we don't assume that anything happened. And therefore, even if it's mistava that he one of these above mentioned oinsim happen, or there's a sveiko that we don't know exactly how this ziva came out, if it came out in a way that's mitam or not. Sheikh Vazara, he saw Sheikh Vazara, and afterwards he saw the ziva. So if he was not yet tummy, we'd tell her that the ziva is just part of the sheikh vazera. But once he was ready tummy, we suffix with machman, we assume that it is sheikh vazera, it is ziva, and he has to start his count over again. Shuklaim ledava. Since we already saw a few times, we assume that minastam, what he's seeing now, is also a hemshich of the ziva. Amakes chaveiroi b'mdula misa. He hit his friend, and they says that this guy's going to die from the wounds. Hekeli mashahoya. He got better. Not completely better, but much better. V'acha mekan hichbe. But then his situation deteriorated, and Macy died. The Tanakhama says he's chayiv, because since he was not fully healthy at any point of time, from the time he was hit till the time he died, it's considered that he was killed by this person. He says, no, he's potter, because since we saw he started getting much better, if he deteriorated again, we say that's not a direct continuation of the makkah, and therefore he does not get death penalty.